Chapter 1. Without Form and Void. Genesis Chapter 1. As we consider the hard sayings of the Bible, we're going to begin with the Old Testament. In fact, we're going to start on page 1 with the very first chapter of Genesis and look at a controversial text that appears as early as the second verse of sacred scripture. Let's look then at Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. To set it in context, we need to read verse 1 before we read verse 2. Genesis begins with these words: "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." That is verse 1. The hard saying, or the controversial verse, follows immediately in verse 2. "The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep." Now, that's just the first part of verse 2. Here is the rest of the verse: "And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters." It is this first segment of Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, that is our hard saying. It's hard because of the controversy that attends the interpretation of it. Actually, two different controversies have been attached to the understanding of Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. The first has to do with the third word of the verse. In the English Standard Version, it reads, "The earth was without form." In the early Scofield Reference Bible, however, the notation there indicates that the verse should be translated this way: "And the earth became without form and void." You can immediately see the difference in the meaning between those variant interpretations. It's one thing to say that the earth was without form and void, and quite another to say that the earth became without form and void. Because the presumption is that if it became without form and void, there must have been something else before it in order for it to become something. Around this interpretation, the old Scofield Reference Bible constructed a theory of biblical interpretation that conditioned the whole scope of understanding the entire book of Genesis. That theory is known by one of two names. The common view is what is called the gap theory. The more technical term for it is the restoration hypothesis. The restoration hypothesis is just that. It's a hypothesis. It's a speculative attempt to explain some significant problems in reconciling the biblical account of creation with certain modern theories of the emergence of the universe out of primordial materials. It's called the gap theory because it suggests that only one verse in the book of Genesis refers to God's initial work of creation, and that is verse 1. Now, of course, the book of Genesis does not have a title in the original manuscript. It's not called Genesis. That's the title that has been added throughout history by the Jews and then subsequently by the Christians in establishing the names of the books of the canon. We are accustomed to thinking that the book of Genesis is called by that name because the book is concerned with teaching something about the beginning of the universe, the genesis of the universe in which we live. If we were to follow the gap theory, we would say that only one verse in the book of Genesis refers to the original work of divine creation, namely Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Then what follows, beginning in verse 2, is an account not of the original creation of the universe, but of the recreation or regeneration of a creation that had fallen into a state of chaos. So then, it would perhaps be better to title the book of Genesis the book of Regenesis.